Hello and welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happens this week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest episode of Game of Thrones, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning, we'll be cussing and stuff. So, you know, if you don't like that kind of thing, okay, dude, whatever.
All right, whatever.
We don't really care.
Yeah. So, on this episode, we'll be talking about episode 9 of season 6 of Game of Thrones. The Battle of the Bastards.
The Battle of the Bastards, they say.
Yeah. This will be our only podcast this week.
Yes.
But next week, stay tuned.
Yes. So, how was your week this week, Christian?
It was all right.
Was it just all right?
Yeah.
Was it not fabulous?
No.
My week was fabulous.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was wicked.
Wicked?
Wickedly awesome.
What made your week so wicked?
So I got a call back because you guys know I've been, you know, job hunting. If you guys listen to our other podcast,
me too,
you would know that. And I got a call back last week and then, you know, did the interview. And then this week I went to go take the drug test, fingerprints, all that good stuff. And they got their results back super duper fast. They called me back on Thursday and they're like, all right, well, when can you come in for orientation? And then I started the job, went in for orientation Friday and then continue my training starting next week. And then, you know, I'll be doing the full-time job, like, not this next week, but the week after.
Right.
Pretty exciting. I'm pretty happy about it because I was pretty stressed out a lot about money problems and stuff, but, you know, got a job now, and hopefully all those issues go away.
Yeah. Some interesting Nerdy Boy news, if you're keeping up with the Nerdy Boys on our previous escapades.
Yes.
The futon phase has ended for me.
Yes.
So we can't be futons and fiats and fat kids anymore, because there's only one futon now. So
I am the lone futoner.
Yeah, I replaced my futon with a recliner because that makes sense to people, right?
Yeah. We thought it was going to create all this room, but it really didn't.
It created quite a bit of room. I mean, not a whole bunch,
not really.
But it did open up some space, I think.
A little bit.
So.
But it's all right. It's all right. So. Anything else interesting happen? No, yes, no.
Well. I don't know if it's interesting, but I keep having like dreams about my coworker.
Oh, and what kind of dreams?
Just like weird dreams where I'm like, hey, and she's like, I like you. And I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, and then it's like, I don't know. I'm stupid and weird. So I keep like thinking about all the ways it could go wrong, like in the dream. While we're like making out.
Sick one.
And like talking
self-doubt
and shit.
Self-doubt inside dreams.
Yeah.
Good one.
It's brilliant. So I don't know. It's just weird. And it's like, I don't want to like my coworker because it's like awkward because I see her. And then it's like, So I feel like it's.
How are you doing?
I feel like it's like my brain is like, you need to find a mate.
Yeah.
And my body is just in like, I'm too young for that.
Jesus.
So.
Well,
is that good. Is that normal? Is that natural?
All right, you let us know, listeners. Is it natural to dream about your coworkers? Tell us about your dreams. Tell us what kind of naughty thoughts that you have about your coworkers. You can send in your responses on our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. There's a little form section. You can start a new thread, put like hashtag dreams or something. I don't know.
Whatever.
We'll start the form for you. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Just respond and tell us your dreams.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
So.
Do it.
Yeah, but I think that's it for exciting personal news.
Yeah.
So, we have to talk about Game of Thrones now. I'm just kidding. We don't have to, but we're going to.
Oh, wait. No, there's something else exciting. Oh,
hold the phone.
So, one of my friends on Xbox Live that I frequently game with, he's like kind of like a like semi-famous YouTuber, right? And I just found this out, and I started recording a lot of game content with him where like he's recording it, but like I'm just inside of his games and stuff and like just like playing the game with him, usually like FIFA or Overwatch now or NBA 2K or something, you guys should go check out his channel. His name is Mr. Tricky Crafta with an A, not an ER. I made that mistake when I first looked him up. Yeah, I couldn't find him.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Is it good footage?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty good, dude. Neat. I thought it was pretty good. He just takes like random moments and stuff and he just like collages them together and kind of commentary over him, and he's a pretty funny guy. So
sick one. Yeah, anyway,
yeah,
so let's start with the Daenerys kind of story.
Okay, just so you guys know, we're phasing into Game of Thrones
phasing
talk
in now. Yes,
transitioning.
Yeah, what are transitions? Segways are weird, right?
yeah a little bit. Anyways, Daenerys, storyline go.
Yeah. So she's all like back, and she's like, what the fuck is happening?
She's like, what the fuck?
And Tyrion's like, shouldn't we like hide somewhere? Mm. And then like other stuff happens, and Daenerys is like getting on her. Oh yeah, they like call the masters, and they're like, haha, we will negotiate. And then they're like, no, we're negotiating your surrender, you stupid cunts. And then like Grey Worm kills a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And then, like, Daenerys is, like, flies on a dragon, and they're fucking blowing up people and burning ships
and then
the
shit. Other dragons, like, join her side and stuff. That was, like, kind of interesting. I was wondering how that was going to get resolved with, like, her just, like, throwing two of them into the dungeon. Like, off with ya.
Off with ya.
And then, like, you know, I wonder if there could be any backlash with, like, now, like, kind of, like, hatred for the dragons towards her. But maybe not. Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then, after all that, when they regain the city, Yara and Theon, like, show up. And man, Yara's all, like, being weird with her and, like, sexual and shit.
Yeah, dude. A lot of sexual tension, the lesbianist moments.
Yeah. And then, like, she's like, when I take Westeros, you can have the Iron Islands, but you can't rape or pillage or do anything that you would usually do.
She's like, wait, that's our way of life.
She's like, not anymore.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
All right. Yeah, we went there.
Yeah, dude. Totally fifth grade. It's okay.
So, what do you think of Daenerys' part in this?
Well, which part? Like, just
her,
as
whole,
a, as,
her oh, whole part.
I, all of her I parts. Rather have... Oh, yeah, I enjoy all of her parts for sure. yeah, dude. I love her storyline. She's by far one of the most compelling storylines in Game of Thrones for sure. And then just to have Tyrion on her side, probably voted by probably most of everybody like the best character in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know, just having two of the best right there side by side in a cohesive
manner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Manner. Yes. Good word.
Mint.
Mint.
So, do we see her? Do we expect her to make it to Westeros by like the next episode or like next season?
No. I think they're gonna leave it like on a cliffhanger with them arriving there.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, like that's how they're gonna
like
end it.
During Cersei's trial.
Yeah, maybe like not like anybody seeing her, but like kind of. Like they might show like here or there like them traveling there, and then like by the end of the episode they're gonna be like they're off on the horizon of right. It like they can see it, they're within reach of it, but it's interesting though to me because like how are her dragons getting there?
They're gonna fly.
Is she gonna fly with them?
Yeah.
Interesting.
She's gonna fly on the back of the dragon. She's gonna be like, onward, my children. So we're assuming she's gonna land at King's Landing, right?
That's where I kind of assume, yeah. But I mean, maybe they might go to the Iron Islands first to take back.
Oh, yeah. Fucking destroy Euron or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, should be. I mean, I'm going to find that interesting to see how she approaches their uncle, you know?
Yeah.
But is she going to go for King's Landing straight away? I mean, is she going to try to take over the territory?
I think she has to take back take back her throne first before she can, you know, make sure she has a rule throughout the rest of the lands.
Yeah.
So
she has to make her attack on King's Landing?
Yeah.
Or make her demands?
Establish herself as the supreme ruler of the land.
I find it interesting, though. Let's see what's going to happen, though, for sure. I mean, it's going to be a very intense episode.
It's going to be great. So, I guess there's only one other part to this episode.
Yeah, dude. It's so. Probably not going to be a very long podcast because there's literally two storylines in this podcast. I mean, a couple characters, but like literally just two parts of a storyline. You know, literally mm-hmm. Daenerys, Tyrion and them, and then you have Jon Snow, Sansa and them,
yeah.
And Ramsay.
Yeah. So they like start the battle.
Yes.
It's like a fucking battle, bro. No. So like, did you expect Rickon to die?
Yeah, of course I did. Me too. Obviously, I thought he was going to stick his dogs after him.
Yeah.
Like, let him start running. But then, like, he started shooting. And I was like, watch, he's going to get so close. And then he's just going to get hit with an arrow somehow.
Dude, that shit was, like, intense, like, how they killed him.
Yeah, dude. Like, or, like, yeah, how they kind of showed, like, it just, like, going straight through his chest. It was kind of intense.
He's like,
yeah.
And then John was like, don't rush in. I'm rushing in.
Fuck it.
Like, they made you think Jon Snow was going to die, like, 6 times in this fight.
Yeah, seriously, like, dude. It was crazy as fuck. So, yeah, pretty much after Rickon dies, then Jon Snow charges in by himself, then everybody, then his army charges in, and then Ramsay's army charges in, and then Ramsay starts acting all stupid and, like, starts shooting, having his archers shoot, like, into everyone, like, trying to kill everyone.
Right.
But he was killing his own men as well, which I think definitely played a huge outcome in, like, how the battle was decided.
Right.
So,
yeah. But, you know, the other major part of that is that the Aaron forces showed up and helped them, you know.
Called it, too. It was crazy. Like, so there's a point where Jon Snow and his army were pretty much dead. Like, they had, like, a little kind of, like, Spartan kind of formation lineup. How, like, the Spartans used to do with, like, going shield to shield blockades. And you couldn't really get past it. And, like, they would have spearmen on the other side, you know, trying to spear them or pike them. And, you know, I was like, oh, that's really cool how they brought that into there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty much closing in. And fucking Jon Snow is getting trampled on by, like, a million people. And you're like, no way. This is not how Jon Snow dies.
Again.
Like, he's going to get trampled to death? Are you fucking shitting me?
He's, like, suffocating.
I was like, dude, there's no way. This can't happen. No fucking way, dude. And then, like, I'm thinking, though, like, when they start to surround them initially, I was like, how are they going to get out of this? Like, they're pretty much, based off the formation and stuff, like, they're pretty fucked. Like, they're just the tactical advantage that they had, like, there's no way out of it. And I'm, like, thinking, I'm like, how can they get out of this? Like, and then, like, I thought of Sansa, and I was like, oh, she went to go talk to Littlefinger, and they're, like, the, what are they called? The what?
The Aerons.
Yeah, the Aeron like forces.
Her cousin or whatever.
Yeah, like, I knew that they were going to come, like, and I was like, turn to Christian, because we watched the episode together, and I was like, dude, watch, they're going to come. And he's and you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And then they came, and I was like, right on.
Yes. The funny thing is, like, when Ramsay was, like, talking, Sansa, like, hella left. like when they first met. And then he was like, my dogs haven't fed in 7 days. But then she, like, knew that at the end, even though she wasn't there to hear it.
She was there.
No, she wasn't. She left before he said that.
Well, maybe they told her what happened after she left.
Maybe. But we can't go based on what we think.
Yeah.
But well,
I mean, hell, I guessed a lot of things that happened based off of the scenario and stuff. So I guess you can guess, but I guess, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's like one of those weird things like that writers often do, but it doesn't really make sense, I guess, because apparently.
Well, most people don't, like, pay attention. To it. Yeah. Like, they know that they heard it, so, like, they assume that everybody else knows it, too.
Yeah, so. Essentially. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so, John won. Like, they got out because the Aaron forces showed up and, like, saved the day, just like the Dothraki did earlier, like, and, like, so, it's, like, the same kind of story almost twice, but then John was, like, chased Ramsay all the way back to Winterfell. And then Ramsay's like, one-on-one. And he picks up the shield and fucking, like, destroys Ramsay with it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I think I'll take that one-on-one. And then grabs a bow and arrow to try and shoot him from range. Like, what a bitch, dude. First off, you're a pussy, dude. Fucking running back to your castle like that. What a fucking little douchebag.
Yeah, he's like, we have Winterfell. They'll never break in.
And then fucking the giant breaks through the door. I was like,
yeah.
Dude, it's so funny, though, because, like, Ramsay's such an asshole and you hate him so much. And, like, I seen this meme and it's like, It's like shows like Ramsey all in like a crazy state. Then it shows Joffrey's like, I bet you miss me now, yeah. Don't you? It's a pretty old meme, but I thought it was hilarious. Kind of pertained to the situation.
Yeah. There was like another meme that was like, it had him like all looking crazed. And it was like, have you ever hated a character as much as you hate Ramsey? And it was like, imagine how good that actor is or whatever.
But. Yeah.
Mint.
Mint.
But then, like, he's all captive and Sansa sets the dogs on him.
Yeah, dude. It was like an intense scene. I was like,
fucking thug life.
Thug life.
So she's gonna, is she gonna be Queen of Winterfell now?
Yeah.
Is that what we're led to believe? Like, Bran's still out there, though. He can come back and be like, I am King of Winterfell.
But not, yeah.
But he's a three-eyed raven, so.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't assume the position.
Pick one.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird because even though, like, yeah, they won the battle, but now it's because all the other houses pledged their loyalties to Ramsay and they all died. There's literally no Northern army now.
Well, there's, like, a lot of people that didn't fight, too.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
but, like, all the people that didn't, like, support them, like, they're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, no. I don't know. I think, like, Jon Snow is going to be, like, the pseudo-leader of it all. I think he might actually just become the leader of the North.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, Sansa has, like, the birthright because she has the name, but technically Jon Snow is the son, you know, but it's because he's a bastard.
It's like we're given to believe that, like, none of this shit even matters because, like, what really matters is the White Walkers are coming.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, how does that play? We thought we were going to see, like, the White Walker battle. I mean, maybe we see maybe the beginning
next episode.
Yeah, maybe that's what we see in the next episode.
The season finale.
Hopefully we see some Bran in this episode because, like, I felt like he should have been in this last one, mm-hmm. but he wasn't because it was such, like, kind of like a cliffhanger moment with his uncle coming to save him and then all of a sudden you don't know what happens now.
Right.
And it's like, what the hell? What just happened?
But I do feel like this episode, like, epitomized why people watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
like,
for sure.
It brought
you
back to that. Like, after having, like, some random, like, slow episodes or, like, whatever, like, they finally brought it back to that. But, like, again, it's Game of Thrones. So, of course, there are so many unresolved storylines. Like, we have the Sam storyline where he's, like, stole the sword at his parents' house. And then Arya's, like, apparently going west of Westeros and... all this other shit that's going on with, like, Cersei and Margaery and all that, whatever. And, I mean, it's a fucking train wreck, man.
Yep.
It's a fucking journey to be adored or something. Yeah, but...
So, did you like this episode?
Yeah.
Because I didn't ask you, but... Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was...
There's nothing to not
great.
Yeah.
It's
the highest rated episode ever on IMDb.
Yeah, dude, that doesn't surprise me, really. Like, I mean, literally nothing wrong with it that I could personally think of. Like, I mean, you can nitpick the whole thing of, like, Sansa not hearing that, but then she knew it.
Yeah, whatever.
But, those are things, like, little minor details that just aren't important, and I really don't take those into consideration when I'm grading an episode.
Yeah.
So what would you grade this episode?
Probably like a 9.9.
9.9. I'll give it a 10.
Yeah,
dude.
I'll give it a 10. I was just trolling. Because the episode trolled the entire fucking thing. They're like, one of you masters must die. I make joke. I kill two of you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Jon Snow is like in the middle, like after, or like Rickon's running. And like, he almost makes it. You're like, oh, he might live. Ah, troll, he died. And then Jon Snow's like running into a fucking army. You're like, oh, he's probably going to die. Ah, he doesn't die. And he's like suffocating. You're like, oh, he's going to die. Ah, he doesn't die.
Yeah, like, usually, like, within fighting scenes, I can usually pick out some things within the fighting scenes that might bug me because just, like, the unrealistic nature of some of it. But, like, the choreography
was fantastic.
In this show is just, like...
It was brilliant.
It sets the bar for the rest of a lot of other shows, man. It's incredible for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then next season's only supposed to be, like, 8 episodes.
Yeah, well, because I think... it's going to be...
It's a final season next season. Oh.
It's a final countdown.
Do 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 do
do do do do
do do do
do do do do do do do do. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Yes, I nailed it.
Do 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 do. Okay, whatever. We're not playing music here. This is not why we're here, okay?
It's all right, guys. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Be happy. Yes.
Yes.
Mint.
We're on fucking same wavelength.
Yeah. Anything else about this episode?
No. All like, right. I mean, we covered everything, and it was just so spectacular. I love the fight scene, guys. Like, the story was just incredible in this one. It finally, like, pushed the pace a little bit more. And, you know, you just love to see that when the show goes away from its usual, like, strategies and stuff like that.
Yes.
I mean, sure, I wish we would have seen, like, Bran in this episode or whatever. But I think it's just because, like, the two major characters, like, they're arguably the two biggest characters in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's just, you know, you have to push their story past what it is at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And they just forced this episode to be like, you know, this is their story this time.
Yeah. So, do we think Sansa's pregnant?
No.
No?
Do you?
No, not really. But I've seen a lot of people talking about it. Like,
why?
Just because, like, people are like, oh, well, she's, like, saying she could feel Ramsay in her, and, like, he'll always be a part of her and shit, so maybe she's pregnant, like...
Well, obviously, they've never been, like, rape victims and shit, dude. Like, right. What an idiot, dude. Like, what? Get the fuck out of here, dude. Okay, dude, if somebody, like, sexually abuses you, are you ever going to forget that person? No.
Right.
Like, I mean, I've never been sexually abused or anything, you know,
I have.
But...
I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez.
No, that's not a joke, guys. It's not funny.
Yeah, not a joke. But you know, I would assume that it's probably going to stick with you for the rest of your life. And I don't get why people would just assume like, oh yeah, dude, she's pregnant, dude. And people are stupid, man. Fuck off.
So what happens if she's pregnant?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd be wrong, but I mean,
but those people can still fuck off.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I mean, I think a lot of my predictions are like very valid in like the way I formulate them. And sometimes, like, they don't pan out with, like, you know, on The Flash, I was wrong about Henry Allen. But let's be honest, it didn't really make sense anyways. But, okay, sure. I mean, they did it anyways. And I was like, okay, sure. You know?
Yeah.
But I just don't see it. Like, maybe if, like, she was, like, more holding her stomach a little bit.
Well, she was, like those... wearing, like, big clothing and stuff, like, but she's
well,
always
I mean,
kind of worn
what
heavy
fucking...
clothes. Yeah, Northerners do.
Yeah, that's what Northerners do, like... I mean, was she supposed to do fucking wear a bikini out in the snow? Like,
that'd be mint.
That would be pretty fucking sick. But yeah, you guys, that's all we have for you this week on Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But I have to tell you something.
What? Tell me what?
Today's my last day of college.
So something else did good happen.
Yeah, I'm done.
He is done, guys. Finished.
Fuck. Yeah.
Finished.
Done for sure. For good.
Good job, buddy. Oh, everybody who's listening should be clapping. We won't be able to hear you, but hey, you should still clap anyways, dude.
The clap heard around the world.
The clap heard around the world.
Yeah. Ooh, mint. God.
Mint.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Now that I'm done with school, hopefully I have other time, like extra time for other stuff now.
Yeah.
So, that'll be fun, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. We plan on maybe trying to produce some more podcasts during the week, a little bit more, to help us out with timing, because it is kind of hard to fit like 3-4 podcasts within like a 2.5 day period, really kind of like 2 and a quarter of a day, because you don't get home till like 6. Sometimes it can be difficult, especially if we have other plans like Comic-Con and stuff like that. It is very hard to schedule some of this stuff, guys. It's not like we intentionally blow stuff off, but you know. Just hopefully now we have a little bit more time and we can figure it out.
Yeah. It feels like 100 fucking degrees in here.
Yeah, we're going to cut it off. But before we do, make sure you guys are following us on our social media. Go follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Go like our Facebook page and go follow us on Snapchat. Go check out the website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Bunch of cool features. Christian updated the slideshow from... to add Comic-Con pictures from last weekend. And if you guys didn't catch our Comic-Con podcast, make sure you guys go check that out. You guys can find it on podbean.com or iTunes. Make sure you're rating, subscribing us. Tell us about us to your friends, please. Help us grow as a community. Thank you guys very much.
Do it.
Tuning in yet again.
Do it. And if you guys want like any special podcast, let us know. Like, we could do like podcasts like full on in British accents, like,
yeah, dude, it'd be,
about whatever.
It'd be gnarly.
It'd
sure.
be fucking awesome. All right.
Other movies, you know, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Anything else you guys want, let us know. But we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
Next week's schedule planning, right? Are we planning podcasts for next week?
What?
Are we planning like special podcasts for next week?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
We don't know. We'll let you guys know.
We might do E3 next week.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
So
it's getting kind of difficult for me to find like somebody to be a special guest for it. I might just do it on my own. Who knows?
I'll be your special guest.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Christian will be here with me, but he's not as much of a gamer as I am.
Dude, I go mad hard.
He goes mad hard in the paint. Anyways, we're your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And as always,
stay nerdy, boys.